Hello, welcome to the Roundhouse Podcast with Paul Sollentrop of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. Thanks for listening. Today we have DJ McCarty and Jane Asinde. They are going to join the podcast to talk about Wichita State women's basketball. The Shockers are 6-1 after Wednesday's 61-54 win over Denver. Wichita State plays New Orleans at Koch Arena at 2 p.m. on Saturday. DJ is a junior guard. She is from DeSoto, Texas. She averages 13.6 points for the Shockers, and she is coming off a 19-point, 5-assist game in which she made all 8 of her shots against Denver. Jane is a senior forward. She is from Kampala, Uganda. She averages 13.4 points and 12.8 rebounds. So let's start with the big picture. Shockers off to a good start this season, winners of 5 in a row. What do you like about this team?
I'll go first. I think I like how connected we are on and off the court. I think that plays a really big part in how we move on the court with each other. I think we spend as much time as we can off the court, just always being at somebody's house or going out to eat or going to the cab together. So just being connected off the court, that translates well on the court.
Jane, how about you? What do you like about this group?
Same as they just said, the connection, the relationship we have, it's just amazing that everybody gets together with each other. And that helps us on court and just outside, connecting, checking out each other. Yeah.
So there are a lot of people on the team. You got a lot of people from different backgrounds, different ages. How do you go about building that connection and keeping everybody together in a helpful way?
I would say, when I came here, it's just that I got received in a good manner, I would say, and having coaches who come from different countries. So when I got here, I'm like, okay, I have already someone who comes from a different country, different perspective of life. So I came here, found teammates from different countries. I just fit in, and having also different players from different countries who are new. So them coming to the program knowing, okay, we have like different, students from different countries. They could understand what I go through, what I want, something like that. So I just feel like having different students, athletes from different countries help me.
Okay. I think it comes from just us always trying to incorporate something from everybody whenever we're doing something. Like, we always try to learn each other's languages. Like, Lala and Ray, they speak French. CB speaks Portuguese. Nook and Danny speak Spanish. So we always just trying to learn each other's language and making sure we all can do something that we all like to do together.
Who's the ringleader? Who organizes movie night or a team meal?
I would say probably Naya. We always asking, and she's always asking, oh, y'all want to go to the calf? Oh, y'all want to come over? Y'all want to have game night? So probably Naya.
So, yes, with all the people from, I think there's 7 different countries represented on this team, including the United States. What's the favorite thing you've picked up from somebody on this team? Maybe a favorite food, a favorite saying, a custom, something like that.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I would say the one they always say, DJ mostly, and Anaya is Suka. I don't know what that means, but Tanya says that a lot.
Yeah, Tanya says it a lot. We don't know what it means, but she's always saying it. So we're always just repeating it in practice when she says it. So
and what does she say?
Suka. I have no idea what that means. So
we assume that's a good thing, positive. Something good's happening, and that's how we recognize
it. Yeah.
Okay. There's got to be a lot of different varieties of food. What have you picked up in that way?
I don't cook. I let Jane do the cooking, so I know Jane likes
DJ, to cook. DJ hasn't tried something that I've like cooked from home.
Yeah.
Maybe the pasta I made, she tried one time, but I made some chapati, and Anaya and Nunu, they said they liked it. So they're the only ones who have tried my cooking apart from, CB2, but other people haven't tried my cooking.
Okay, describe the cooking. What's the dish?
So I had made some fried rice, but like brown, and made some chicken stew with chapati. Chapati is like a wrap, but like it's more tasty than the wrap.
Okay, yeah. That sounds good. Just came back from Los Angeles, where you won 2 games. So aside from the wins over Montana and Loyola Marymount, what was the best part of that trip?
Universal Studios.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, Universal Studios. Yeah.
Tell us about that. What did you do there?
What did we do? We went on, they did a little studio tour where it takes us around, like, behind the scenes of how they build everything and what it's like for, what it's going to be like on screen. And then we rode a couple rides, spent a lot of money out there on some souvenirs and food. So I think that was the best part of the trip for me.
Yeah, and me being it was my first time going over there, so I just loved the whole experience.
Did you have a favorite movie, TV show, something that you saw that you really liked?
We really didn't see like a TV show or movie that, you know, was going on. But we had like this ride we went to. It was the Mummies.
Yeah, the Mummy. Amazing. Yeah, we wrote the Mummy together. It was me, her, Lala, CB. Yeah. We all wrote the Mummy together. We were all just screaming.
It was a crazy experience.
We weren't expecting it to do what it did, but it was, we were just screaming. It was just a good time with each other.
Yeah. Excellent. That sounds fun. Take us back to the start of practices. I guess late August, or yeah, you're practicing. I guess, you know, kind of continually through the fall. But from the start of practice to now, what has this team improved on the most?
I think we're improving on getting better on listening to what coach wants in certain scenarios. We always do, like, sometimes we scrimmage at the end of practice and she'll tell us what she wants to get in offensively and defensively. So just listening to what she wants, I think we're getting better at that gradually. And I also think we're getting better as playing together as a team. You know, everybody coming from new places, it was kind of hard to gel at first and we not knowing how each other plays. But I think we're gelling much more better together.
Yeah, as you said, I was going to talk about the connection and playing together as a team. That is something that is improving. It's not, like, there yet, but as a team, we're getting better every day.
So, DJ, take us back to your first time you met Jane or first time you saw her on the basketball court. She's just kind of this ball of energy. She's mm-hmm. got 3 double-doubles this season. She had 9 last season, so mm-hmm. she's just kind of in constant motion, rebounding, mm-hmm. defending, running, all those kind of things. What was your first impression of her on the basketball court?
On the basketball court, I think Jane's probably one of my favorite players to play with. She's always in the mix getting the rebounds for us whenever we need a big crucial rebound, whether it's offensively or defensively. She's always getting her little step-through move or a layup whenever we need it. So I think Jane's probably one of my favorite players to play with on the court. And my first impression of her was like, who is that? It was mind-blowing to see, because if you see how high she jumps, it's like, and she has a fast break, it's like, why don't you just dunk the ball, Jane? Like, it's mind-blowing playing with her sometimes.
Thanks,
just sometimes.
Are you close to dunking?
A little bit, just this much.
Can you dunk a volleyball?
I could dunk a volleyball. I could hang on the rim.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Jane, tell us about your shooting, your offense this season. Your shooting percentage is up. You're shooting 52% from the field. That's up from 41% last season. Anything in particular that you've improved on, worked on to be a little more efficient scoring?
Yeah, so I've been working on my shots around the arc, high post area, and I'm not yet there yet, but that's something I really want to work upon. If our defenders decide to, like, sag off and give you the opportunity, thinking, like, can I shoot the ball? That's what I want to do this season, and it's what I'm working on.
And DJ, your free throw shooting has improved significantly in your time here. That's what one of the coaches brought up to me. What's the secret to being a better foul shooter?
Just taking your time and breathing. I do a little routine where I take the ball, put it on my right hip, I breathe, and then I dribble it 3 times and spin it. So I give myself enough time to calm down from whatever just happened in the play before and just knowing that it's just me in the rim at that moment.
Okay, the breathing thing is something, I guess, over the recent years I hear more and more about that. It kind of started over in baseball where mm-hmm. they would talk about taking a breath before the pitch, and I hear it from softball. Mm-hmm. Why is that helpful?
It's just calming. Like, during the game, there's a lot of adversity we go through, or there's a lot of stuff that doesn't go our way. So breathing is just a way to calm your nerves, just focus on you and your teammates, and just it's just relaxing.
Who's the best dancer on this team?
Sham and Anaya. Yes.
No question.
No okay. question.
All right. Best singer.
Ooh. Who sings? I haven't heard anybody singing.
I think we all sing for fun. I don't know if anybody can actually sing. I've heard Anaya say she can sing before, but she says she only sings for her family. So I don't know.
Hi, this is Rick Miuma, president of Wichita State University. Check out the latest episode of the Forward Together podcast. Each episode, I sit down with different guests from Shocker Nation to celebrate the vision and mission of Wichita State University. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Who's the funniest person?
Me.
Shut up.
Me and
everybody's funny.
No. Don't give it to everybody. It's me and Naya. You know okay. that. Yeah.
I'm funny too.
Yeah, we're
Sibby's
all.
Sibby's funny too.
Yeah, we're all equally funny. Yeah. We all crack each other off.
Funny.
Oh, it's yeah. just if you would like sit in the locker room with us, it's just nonstop, constant jokes. Yeah. So, I think we're all funny.
Who does the best impression of one of the coaches?
Naya.
Naya.
And who does she impersonate?
Everybody.
All of the coaches. Yes. Okay, so that's her. That's one of her talents then, is impersonating. I know one of the routines for this team is on road trips, you get a new roommate every road trip. You show up at the hotel, and it's kind of a reveal who you're going to room with, and they do that to, you know, get people mixing with new people, all those kind of things. How's that help the whole team spirit?
I think that helps because we're all getting to know each other just a little bit better and spending a little bit more time with each other on the road. Even when we do get our new roommates, we all decide to go to somebody's room, the whole team, and just sit in whoever's room and just talk or watch basketball or do something together. So I think it's really helpful for us.
Yeah.
Jane, I know there are a lot of Ugandans who follow Shocker basketball on social media because of your presence. You can look through Twitter and see the reaction when you're playing or when there are video highlights. What's that like to play with, I guess, that sense that there are a lot of people in your country that are following you?
I mean, it's amazing to know that. A lot of people back home just look up to me and they show how much they are proud of me and just gives me to, like, you know, get better and make my country proud.
So tell us a little bit about, take us through your journey from Uganda to get to the United States. You played junior college in Texas and then to Wichita State.
So basically when I was in Uganda, when I was finishing my high school, 2018, I was going to play like for a club back home. And then I don't know how the opportunity came that I got a scholarship at Grayson. So when I talked to the coach, he's like, he likes my game, likes how I rebound the ball, run down the floor. So when I got here, I went to Grayson. I had a good experience there. My first year, I was freshman of the year. My second year, I was All-American. I mean, it's all the work I had put in and just the love of the game. And then I was scouted by Coach Eva. I spoke to her. We had a good connection. And then I got here, and then here I am.
Here you are.
History.
Is basketball the most popular sport in Uganda?
No. So it's soccer. We call it football. And then it's, I would say, soccer, netball, and then basketball.
Okay.
And then rugby.
Okay. Yes. Rugby.
Yes.
How did you land on basketball as your sport?
So my sister did play basketball. She played basketball and netball for the national team of Uganda. And then when I started basketball in 2016, I played a little bit of netball too. I started basketball, I get scouted, I played for the national team 3-on-3. So I used to travel a lot. I think that's why I got scouted by Grayson. And that's how I got to play basketball because of my sister.
Because of your sister.
Yeah.
Netball, explain that.
So netball is just like basketball, but it's a non-contact game, no dribbling. Their rim doesn't have like a backboard, so you have to shoot in the net. Ooh. You know, so you don't have like a ball, like a backboard to help the ball, you know, bounce through it. And it's played by 7 people, and everybody has like a restricted area. They can't move from that area. So, yeah.
Okay. And is this only in Uganda, or do other countries play it?
Other European countries do play it too, but I haven't heard about it in the United States.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Advice, if you were to give advice to a high school senior who is talented in basketball and thinking about starting, you know, the process of looking into colleges, I want to keep playing, what advice would you give someone in going about choosing a school?
I'm going to go first. Personally, for me, I would say if you're going to a school, you should not go to a school because, you know, it's good, it's all out there. Have connection with the coaches. Connection. I mean, when you go for a visit, I didn't come for a visit, but when I got here, I just loved the place, my teammates. So connection with your coaches is really important. Having a connection with your teammates is really important. So if you're looking at a school, you have to look at those things and just where you feel comfortable.
Okay. DJ, how about you? What advice would you give a high school senior?
I would say pick a college that fits your personality. I feel like a lot of people, they might pick a college because, oh, it's a big name or whatever. But I feel like picking a college that's really based off your personality and how well you connect with your teammates, how well you connect with the education staff, the coaches, is just, I think that's really one of the main things, just finding a college that fits you.
Okay, thank you very much, DJ and Jane. Appreciate your time. Shockers are 6-1. They are back in action on Saturday at Coke Arena. They play New Orleans. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Roundhouse Podcast, courtesy of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. We encourage you to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can find more Roundhouse content at GoShockers.com.
It's over! It is over! Ladies and gentlemen, say it slowly and savor it. Wichita State is going to the Final Four for the first time in 48 years.
Unbelievable. What a scene, folks. The Shocker fans are just going crazy in the stands.
Just maybe the greatest win in the history of Wichita State basketball.